Welcome to the 32nd London International Mime Festival and to this discussion following the performance of USSR Was Here by Russia's Black Sky White. This session is being recorded for broadcast by theatrevoice.com.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Dick McCaw. I'm going to be chairing this post-show discussion. And this is Dmitry Aryupin, creator and director of Black Sky White and USSR Was Here. You know Joseph Seelig, the director of the Mime Festival. He texted me this question for you. So he saw this in a magazine, and this was written about you, okay? I'll repeat it if it's not clear. A Russian renegade who has never felt the need to penetrate the Moscow theater community. And Joseph asks in Joseph's voice, do you prefer to work in isolation?
Actually, it seems to me that it's for theater is the best atmosphere. It's not possible. It's not collective work, indeed. It's very intimate when you just, you know, one-to-one with an actor. And actually, you have to make the job, which is much more intimate than to make him be naked, for example. It's like remove the skin. And it's not really a metaphor or, you know, just I do not play in by words. I'd like to ask you to excuse my horrible English. Indeed, probably, you know, a bit later it will be better. but because of that, we just do our job in successful loneliness. Yeah. And hopefully we are able to do that. During the first 9 years, we are not volunteers in our loneliness. And because it was just, we are not really part of the theater community and never was there. When we started to perform a lot, to, you know, travel a lot, it was really a good chance to penetrate this theater life in Russia. But we actually find that we have the best condition to do what we have to do, what we need to do. Because for us, theater is not really kind of entertainment. And it seems to me that it is not an entertainment at all. It was a mistake when the people just realized that it's the same like musicals or rock concerts or something like this. Completely another nature of show. So probably I used too much words to answer Joseph there.
I'll leave it to him to decide if you've answered. Where do you get your inspiration from? What's your point of departure?
You mean USSR Was Here or totally inspiration for the theater? Yeah, actually, I'd like to stress that this performance is really very old. It was finished in 1994, and we make a rehearsal during 1993. All the basic elements, all the details in the performance is completely the same. The soundtrack, the lighting is completely the same. We do it 16 years ago. It was a very strange time in Russia, indeed. I cannot really find the right word for you to get you feel how does it sound. Because exactly at the time when we make a rehearsal, it was, you know, situation around the White House, in battle around the White House, and the tanks in Moscow. And it was just civil war started there. And no public transport work, and I have to return at night from the rehearsal, which is in one side of the city, to my home. It's a lot of times I have heard that, you know, time of USSR was collapsed. But you see, I'm not really fond of anything concerning the USSR. I mean that everything concerning the regime. But I was born there. I was born in 1960 in Ukraine. All my life, the most essential part of my life, are connected with the time of USSR. Now it's no more this country, and people in Europe consider it like a myth. And the only thing to preserve, it's do not forget about it. It was very essential part of the world. It was very essential part of the history. And people who live there are good people, and they love their country. It is very, very essential. USSR was here. And actually, a lot of things changed since the last 15 years. And me too changed a lot. But I still feel myself like the guy from the very provincial small town in South Ukraine. Everything which is really valuable happens there. And it was the things which I never can repeat. Everything was done that was happened during the last 10 years, I can repeat. It's probably, sometimes it's complex, but it is possible to do. But I cannot repeat anything from my childhood.
Okay, the next question. To try and make that question really sort of simple, looking at the programme, there's quite a lot of historical detail. Looking at the show, it's an extremely emotional piece. And the question was, if you were going to do it again now, you did it in 1993, but if you're going to do it again today, might you include more narrative, or would you choose still to have it emotionally driven?
Actually, I never will do it again. It's impossible. I never return to this performance with a creative ideas. I mean that even I do not make any second edition of the show, you know, sequel. USSR was here too. But anyway, if it's concern any other ideas, any other subject of which I can put into the foundation of my new show. I never interested, as far as it concerned to the performance, I never interested in any narrativity, in any special history, because it's small. It never really touch, because the only things which touch you, it's your own pain. And my history never will be your pain. It's necessary to live together and to have a lot of connections. For example, I love my baby, and so every her pain is my pain immediately. But even for another children, the way is much longer. And for another adult, it's much, much longer. You can read the newspaper. 100 of thousands of people die in a day and drink coffee. It's never actually touch you. And it's not because you are a bad person. Just the system of civilization. It's just the structure of the people, every people. Probably only saints can connect it to you immediately. If I will, in any sense, return for my childhood or, you know, for something else, I will put there as much stories as it make. They will melt it together, and you cannot recognize any special detail. They become uniform. I do not put any story there, do not mean that it's possible just to make a movement and people feel something, just to make a concept of the performance. I hate concepts. I understand only feelings. I will return to the things which is under the any education, under the any knowledges, under the any human experience. It is most basic concepts which make all of us people and which make all of us alive.
Did you start with the sound, or did you start with the movement, or do both happen together at the same time?
Different cases. There is no only one answer. If we are lucky, so we get sound before we start a rehearsal. For example, I have heard it somewhere, or just take it from somewhere. Mostly it's not the case. Mostly we have to start to find the what kind of creature really do exist in this space. What kind of universe or geometry of this space is used? What kind of physical laws there are? Then this, you know, soundtrack, but actually it's not really music. It's kind of canvas for which allow us to make this universe bigger than the stage of the theater. It makes people forget that there is a walls around us, to just make us put in together in some kind of bubble.
I think this is going to be the last question, given that Dimitri offers us such full and reflective answers. So your work has a complete commitment to physical theatre and storytelling. Is this something that's developed from as you've made work, or is it something that you actually started with?
You see, probably it's essential detail that, for example, this performance was made in 93-94, and I first started across the frontier of Russian Federation in 1997, when I was 37 years old. Before this time, I never see any Europeans. I have no idea what is it physical theater. Actually, I don't know what is a physicist, and nothing about this, or physician, for example, but no physical theater exists. And actually, although we changed a lot, the main structure of our work is still the same. I cannot answer exactly for your question just because it is out of our system of terms, system of definitions, because it's remained like 15 years ago.
Thank you so much for coming. So thank you very much for all your efforts. And as I say, if you want to hear any of the other talks, they're all on theatrevoice.com. Thank you and good evening.